Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I've written two books on weight. The first one is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose, which is absolutely true. The second is How to Weigh Less Permanently. It's an ebook. It's a condensation of my first book. Now, I've told you over and over that diets are ridiculous. They're pointless. They're based on what I call emotional deprivation. Now, I'm not suggesting, in the example we have today, that you don't put the candy in your mouth or don't put food in your mouth. I'm not suggesting that. You can do whatever you want, but you will have to understand everything before you get to where you need to be, which is you understand why you've been doing it. Okay, you're sitting at the table, you're at a neighbor's house, and the neighbor offers you a piece of candy. Let's say it's chocolate. Now, you weigh 30 or 40 pounds too much. You can't stand what you weigh. But there you are, with a piece of chocolate in front of you. Now, are you going to take that chocolate and put it into your mouth and therefore into your system? I mean, you really don't need the chocolate in your system. You want it in your mouth. So this is an acid test. So what are you thinking? You're sitting in front of the table. It happens all the time. Your neighbor offers you a piece of chocolate. You love the chocolate. Why? Because it makes you feel good. Tell yourself how it makes you feel. Think about it. Now, why do you want the chocolate? This is really critical. You don't want the chocolate in your system because you're overweight by a lot. And you say you would do anything to weigh less. So here you are with a piece of chocolate in front of you, your favorite kind of chocolate. So are you going to put it in your mouth? Keep in mind that the chocolate stays in your mouth for a matter of seconds. What, 5, 10, 15 seconds, that's it. Then the chocolate is gone. Then it goes into your system. Exactly what you are telling yourself you don't want. But in the meantime, you are considering to put the chocolate in your mouth. You know exactly what it's going to do to you. It's going to make you heavier, not the one piece, but when you repeat this over and over and over as you do, it's going to make you fatter and heavier. And it's certainly not going to help you weigh less, is what you say to do. So why are you thinking of putting the chocolate in your mouth? What exactly will it do for you? Will it make you feel happy? Will it make you feel better? What exactly is the effect of chocolate in the mouth? Because it's just there for a little bit. So you really have to analyze it and tell yourself, don't have to tell me, just tell yourself what the chocolate does for you. So you put the chocolate in your mouth and it feels good. It's a great taste. It makes you feel better. You love chocolate. So now, what would happen if you passed up the chocolate, said no thanks, and you just sat there? Everybody else is eating chocolate except you. And they're all saying how wonderful it is. And how do you feel? See, this is the acid test for you. It's a question of how you feel. It's a question of what the chocolate does for you. Of course, it's not just chocolate, it's anything. So it is the feeling you get from the putting the chocolate in your mouth. Remember, eating is putting things in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. That's all. That's it. There is no more. So if you put too much food in your mouth, what are you going to gain weight? What a shock. Now, let me give you another scenario. You really have to consider this, by the way. Think about it. Because unless you're willing to think about what the food does for you, you're never going to get rid of the need you feel to put the food in your mouth. So what if your neighbor offered you a piece of celery, you wouldn't have much trouble turning that down. Yeah, maybe you would. So why would you say no to celery and yes to chocolate? Because a chocolate gives you a feeling that you love, and it makes you feel better. It makes you feel good. It gives you a high. And you may not get that same high from celery or a piece of meat or whatever it is. But keep in mind, it is not just the chocolate. It is the feeling you get, the emotional feeling you get from putting the chocolate in your mouth. You don't get that from celery. Now, people have lots of explanations, but the reality is, when you have an opportunity to put something in your mouth, regardless of your weight, regardless if you were 30 or 40 or 50 pounds too much, chances are you're going to do it because you would feel bad just sitting there without the chocolate. Now, this is a real life test. Because you have to understand the feeling you get. It's not just the chocolate. It's what the chocolate does for you. It is putting the food in your mouth. Never refer to this as eating. You're not just eating. Eating is something you might do for nourishment. No, this is something you do to put something in your mouth. Think about it. You weigh 30 pounds too much or more. You do anything to weigh less. Yes, when push comes to shove, you're going to put the chocolate in your mouth. Again, I'm not telling you not to. That's a diet, and that's silly. Now, you see, that's why all diets are utter waste of time and money. If you're listening to this, you probably weigh too much. You've already spent a lot of money doing various diets, meetings, packaged foods, listening to TV, listening to celebrities. Hasn't done you a bit of good. Why? Because none of them deal with the problem. They tell you, don't eat this, don't do that, eat more like this, get a bite, get your size, all waste of time. And that's why you keep yourself weighing what you do. If you weigh 30 pounds too much, remember, you are putting enough food in your mouth, just enough, to continue weighing 30 pounds too much. Why? Because you feel comfortable, emotionally comfortable that way. Anyway, remember this example and do it whenever you're offered anything, or even at home. Why do you think you're eating foods that you know will contribute to your weight gain or make it impossible for your weight to go down? Remember, I never call it weight loss. There is almost no such thing. We'll talk about that more. This is John Thomas. Keep trying this for yourself. And the important part, again, is that isolate the feeling you get and why the chocolate or whatever else is so important to you. We'll talk again. Bye.